A powerful way of doing net caring in a simple way. And to be honest, one that I know I need to do more often. And this teaching this segment is getting me to lean into this more, is to share other people's content. And some of you already do this very generously, very naturally, and you're already doing net caring. Now, one thing I would add is when you share someone's content, tag them so that they know you shared it. That's one benefit. Number two benefit is that when others comment on that piece of content, they get notified as well. Because if you don't tag them, number one, they won't know that you shared their content, unless they like check certain things. Number two, they probably won't see any of the comments about that piece of content. So, like on Facebook, for example, you can share people's, social media, right? You can share on Facebook, on Instagram, you could share it as a story, but make sure you tag them, at, and then type in their username and click the suggestion to bring up their username. On anywhere, LinkedIn, on YouTube, on YouTube you can also tag people. When you share their thing. Actually, on YouTube, let me take this back. You have to have a larger channel before you have to have like 1,000 subscribers so you can share on YouTube. But if you can on YouTube, you can actually make a quick video, to react to someone's video. That actually, I rarely get this happening, but when I do, I'm so thrilled. It's like someone made a video to react to what they loved about my video and what their perspective is, but really highlighting my video. And then they could put like a little card or, oh, but look below this link is the link to George's video, whatever. And then they could tag me also in the description by doing the at symbol and typing my YouTube username. And I get notified. So anyway, that's the technique here. I highly recommend that you consider. And why is this powerful? Well, one, how often does someone share your content? Not that often, right? And number two, how does it feel when someone shares your content? Like, oh my goodness. And still, I mean, even to this day, when I have not a tiny audience, but a decent sized, small-ish audience for an influencer, I get very few shares of my content. We can say, George, that's your problem. You got to make better content, right? And yeah, some of my content I get a few more shares, and some don't. And but it's like when someone shares, it feels like a big deal to us. Unless you are a large influencer, every share feels like a big deal. And that's most of the people you're net caring with are not large influencers. You're probably not a smart, not a good use of your time to be net caring with Brené Brown, unless your audience is already pretty big and she'll start to notice you. No, it's you should net care, like I said, with the people whose audience is, 2 to 5 times to 10 times your audience size. And when you net care with them, even one share of their content still makes a difference. And it's like a free, relatively free way to pay someone. You're literally paying them attention. You're caring for them. You're not paying them any money, but you're paying with a share. And hopefully, when you share something, you also say a few things. Don't just click share and be done with it, because that's helpful. That still gets a little bit of attention from the person who shared it. They're still grateful, but it's not. It's way less impact than if you say about why you felt this thing was beneficial for you, that you believe it'll be beneficial for those who are seeing it, and you could say one thing you appreciate about that person. Maybe you already put that in as why it's beneficial, but it's like tag them in your share so that they're notified by it. And like I said, I'm going to start practicing this more often as well, right? And the other thing is, some people, there is a spectrum of not sharing enough, which right now I'm unfortunately in. I need to rectify that myself. And some people share too much. And you may have seen, like I've seen some Facebook profiles. I go there and they share like 8 things a day or something like that, like every day. And it's like you keep scrolling and most of the things don't get any likes. Now, some of those things are still making an impact. Some of those shares are still being seen, and maybe their people don't like it as much, don't like as everything. So how often is too often to share other people's content? It's a good question. And I think it depends on the platform and the relationship you've built with your audience. I mean, some people manage to share like two things a day of other people's stuff, and their audience still loves it because they curate. They have a huge, they have a large network, and they curate a lot of things, and they're good curators, and they share the things that are well curated. And if they, especially if they say a few things, if they say a few lines about it, it's a meaningful share. And twice a day, I think is probably not too much if it's done meaningfully, if it's well curated. So that's a lot. That means in a single week, I mean, let's say you use social media five times a week, five days a week, that's 10 slots, you could say, right? 10 net carrying slots to make a real difference for someone that you're net carrying with. Not that you have an agenda, but that you, again, remember, net carrying is that you have a genuine sense of enjoyment about this person and about what they share, and you're sharing out of a sense of genuine enjoyment. So you actually do care about this person, and you care about this thing that they wrote or that they share, that they posted. It's ideally, it's their original content. I mean, not sorry, it's them, something they created rather than them sharing about something else. But even if it's them sharing about something else, you could still share about it and say, you know, hat tip, HT/T, hat tip to Gregory, to Kaylee, for you know, that's a good idea too. It's like, oh, this book, this movie, this website, this tool, hat tip to Jessica for showing me about it because I wouldn't have known about it, you know. And that's meaningful too. And that's, you know, that's also curation. That's well curated. So when you're doing this sharing other stuff, you're thinking about net carrying with the person whose stuff you're sharing, but you're also thinking about your audience and how you're a curator for them. The last thing I want to say is to worry less about the cost to the algorithm. Because I think I've overly worried about it in past years. I've gotten smarter about it over time. Here's what I mean. And I said, well, George, you said we have 10 slots a week or something like that, or five slots a week, depending on how much you post and share. Therefore, I have to be really, you know, almost stingy or very careful about what I share because I have so few slots with my attention for my audience. And what the truth about this I've learned over time is that the algorithm will already help you to modulate and to curate for your audience. Here's what I mean. You could share 8 things a day, and the algorithm is not going to allow your audience to see those 8 things a day from you. The algorithm, what it does is it works in waves. It's like, it'll first show whatever you post and whatever you share to the first wave of people that have engaged the most with you in recent days and weeks. They'll show it to the first, nobody knows how many percentage. They're hiding that because they don't want the spammers to, you know, to work with this kind of formula. But let's say it's 5% or 10% of your audience who are online at the moment, right? Who are able to see it in the next few days. They will show your share or your post to that small audience who have been proven to engage with you recently first. And if there's a high percentage of engagement from that small audience for that piece of content that you shared, then the algorithm will show it to the next circle of people who have engaged with you, not as frequently or intensely as the first circle, but have also engaged with you in recent-ish times. And if that circle engages with it highly, then it shows it to the third circle. Oh, no, no, no. It does it in waves. That's why we don't really have to worry about the stuff we post. It's if it's not good for our audience, we thought it was good, but we were blinded for a moment, which happens a lot, right? To those of us who are passionate about something, we get blinded from, oh, this is the best thing in the world. We share it in the audience, at least the first circle, ah, so it was okay. They scroll on by, the second circle will never see it. I mean, sure, they can come to your profile and scroll far enough to see it, but they're not going to see it in the home or newsfeed or whatever. So the algorithm is already helping us to curate, you know, naturally. Like you just post whatever, and then if it's really good for your audience, it'll just keep getting expanded reach. All right. So I hope this is helpful. Again, the bottom line, the technique is you have five, let's say five. Okay, if you don't do this like me, okay, right now I'm too stingy right now. I admit to myself and I'm sharing other people's stuff. So while you are still building up your audiences being accustomed to you sharing other people's stuff, let's say you have two slots a week, let's say in the first 2 weeks, two slots, okay, to share someone else's stuff. That's already more than I do a week. I'm sorry, right? But I need to fulfill my two slots a week. And then after 2 weeks, I'm gonna bump it up to three slots a week. And then after 2 weeks, four slots a week, five, et cetera, from there. And then probably up until about 10 slots per week. You see what I mean? But 10 slots per week is a lot. Even five slots a week is a lot. Because it's like if I have 100 people I'm net carrying with, right? I don't have to share all 100 people's stuff once a month. I could share one of your things once every 6 months, and it still maintains a feeling of care and connection. You see what I mean? So 100, 10 slots a week, let's say, is what, 40 slots a month? So in a 6 month window, that's 240 slots. Fine, 200 slots, let's say. You see, man, it's still a lot of potential here to care for others that you genuinely want to care for. So I hope this is helpful. Look at the different platforms you're on and how it's shared. On Instagram, it's shared as a story, for example. You could make a reel, right? Shares can be light, which is like sharing it, reposting something or something like that on LinkedIn. Or it could be more intense of a reshare, which is like you make a video about what someone said or wrote, or you write something more intensely about it, right? So think about this. How will you use your slots? Will you start to use your slots every week to do this kind of net caring? Because it really does make a difference.